Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Hello, Zoe.
Hello. How are you? I'm so used to the sting being just that little bit longer.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get used to it.
How's it going today?
Very well on this rainy morning.
Bit gloomy. It's going to be really hot as well, so we'll just have to suffer through and then get some nice weather tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. We've got some people in the studio to talk about the amazing play that's happening. Ravi Kanth Gurunathan and Kieran, I'm very sorry, I've forgotten your last name.
Diaz Campbell.
Yeah. Welcome along. What play are you guys talking about?
We are doing a show called Take the Crown with the Basements Pride Festival, and I have already forgotten the name of our theatre company.
The Others Club?
Yes, The Others
nice.
Club.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about Take the Crown and what it's about and what's happening. And
yeah, sure. So Take the Crown is kind of like this, it's like a devised piece of theatre made by us who are in it. So there's Todd Waters, Tatiana,
Daniels,
Carla Newton, myself, Ravi, and Kieran. And it's like a culmination of different parts of the queer community coming together to make a piece.
Yeah. Nice.
That like is symbolic of us and like where we come from and our stories.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
And like,
it's queer theatre that is created by queer people for queer people. Like cool. Everyone involved in the process is in some part in the queer community.
Yeah.
Nice. And so what are your thoughts on queer representation in the arts? Like specifically theatre and specifically Aotearoa?
For me, in my personal life, the arts has been like quite a growing experience for me, because when I was in high school, it was something that I got shunned for and like I got a lot of slurs for doing and stuff. But now, like leaving high school, I have really like found a place for myself to belong and like a place to push the things that I love and the things that I want to do
nice.
In the world. And so, yeah, it's wonderful for me personally, and I think it really does help people, especially in Auckland. I don't know about other places because I'm like mainly based in Auckland,
right?
But like, especially here in Auckland, it really does help people and it helps you to create communities.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also just really good to be able to like see yourself in some form of media, because like obviously there's not much of us in like movies and TV shows and that kind of thing. So to be able to go to just like a friendly little theatre like The Basement that's close by, you just pay like $20 for a ticket or however much it is, and you get to see yourself represented on a stage.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's really important to a lot of people.
Nice.
Absolutely.
And you were saying how it's a devised piece, so that's you guys coming together and making it together.
Yeah.
Do you think like how, like as actors, how do you think you'll feel sharing your own story as opposed to when you act in a play that you haven't written and it's someone else's words and story?
For me personally, I actually prefer devised theatre. It feels a lot more like, I don't know, it feels like you've put more work into it. Like there's more of you in there, obviously. And as great as like scripted theatre can be, like obviously there's some amazing scripted pieces out there. Definitely my favorite pieces of all time that I've ever done have always been devised pieces, because there's just that much more effort and emotion put into the creative process, rather than just I'm learning the lines, I'm learning how to be this character. It's like I'm putting myself out there in a way.
I feel like devised theatre allows you to have like a really authentic experience of the people that you're watching on the stage.
Yeah.
Like you really get to see them as people rather than as characters, even though they might be playing like characters, you know? Yeah.
Gives you a bit of understanding about what kind of drove creating that piece as well, because as you
Absolutely.
Were saying, if you get a script from somewhere else, there's always amazing reasons to be performing someone else's work. But I think when you watch devised theatre, you're aware that it has a different relationship with those people on the stage too.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely agree.
And like, because queer representation is so important, especially going into Pride Festival, we'll be seeing a lot more of it. What do you think the relationship between theatre and like social change and social acceptance is?
For me, I think like theatre is something, it's like a platform that allows people to discuss social issues or at least like push an issue that they feel very passionately about, and it allows for people to come and listen to you and like really hear what you want to say.
Yeah.
And then it gives them the opportunity to go home and like research about those things, because you're giving them you're giving them like a look or a window into that issue.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And then it allows them to go home and read more or learn more about those things.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's similar to like every type of media. Like if you see something in a movie or on a TV show or in the theater, or you read a book about something or an article, it's like it opens up, like Ravi said, it opens up a window into that thing. And while it may not be a huge window, it allows you to see that that thing does exist in real life.
It totally like starts the conversation.
Yeah. And I guess finally, if you had to boil Take the Crown's essence down to like one or two words.
Yeah, go on.
What do you think that would be? What is it to you?
To me, I would say unapologetic and intriguing would be my two words.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Good pitch.
Yeah. Come and see the show.
I usually use the word intriguing, but I think for this it would be... stole my word.
I'm sorry.
It would be... I think... something, again, unapologetic is also a really, really good one. But
yeah.
This is such a mean question,
sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
It's all good.
It sounds sort of fun.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's also very... The word's on the tip of my tongue. It's not aggressive. Aggressive is not the right word.
Assertive.
That's the one.
Yeah.
I think that it sounds like a wonderful performance. If people want to go and see it, what are the details, everybody?
Well, it's at Basement Studio, Ravi's home ground.
Come see me at the Basement Studio.
Be your own hype man. I like that.
You have a couple of weeks to book your tickets because it opens on the 11th of February.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine you guys are really in it in rehearsals
now. Yeah. Tickets are on sale. Please come.
Yeah. So you can buy it through Basement's website. You can go to Event Finder. And it runs until the 15th of February. So you've got a couple of days to go check out this awesome show. And the tickets are $18 to $25. So
fantastic.
Pretty doable with your summer cash,
I
would say.
Definitely.
Well, thank you both so much. What else is happening in the old theatre world at the moment, Zoe?
Oh, as always, Shakespeare's still here.
He never goes away.
Oh my God. I'm
the ghost
honestly,
of the bard.
I'm kind of sick of the bard. But Much Ado About Nothing is on at Pop up at 7:30. Shakespeare in the Parks, Macbeth is on tonight, also at 7:30, so you're just going to have to choose. And a little bit later on, another part of the Auckland Pride Festival, there's a play called Oldest Friend, which is going to be on at Garnet Station, but also later at the Pump House as well. And this, I imagine, is, when I was reading about it, it looks like it's going to be very cathartic. It's David Osborne and a member of the trans community, and it's about taking your teenage self for a walk along the beach and sort of having that support and having those conversations that you wish you had had at that time.
Cool. So it's all coming up in the future.
All coming up in the future, but Shakespeare's here to stay tonight.
Shakespeare.
So.
Shakespeare for life.
Yeah.
Fantastic. God. Well, thank you all very much to all three of you. Cheers for coming into the studio and looking forward to seeing Take the Crown.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you very much. And we will be...